Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and you might have missed it with all the other news, but the deadline has come and gone for states to declare their health insurance exchange intentions. Some states, like New York, will. Some, like New Jersey, won't. What will these key elements of Obamacare look like when they open for business in just a year in one kind of state or the other? Karen Pollitt, senior fellow at the Kaiser Family Foundation, which studies healthcare, has been following this and joins me now. Hi, Karen. Welcome to WNYC.
Good morning, Brian. How are you?
Good, thank you. And give us the tiny recap on what a health insurance exchange is. I saw that one writer at Kaiser compared it to the travel websites Expedia or Orbitz. So is that the idea, a clearinghouse for buying individual policies?
Well, that's certainly part of the idea. An exchange is a more organized, a more consumer-friendly insurance marketplace than anything that people are used to today. So when people go to an exchange, they'll be able to see all of the insurance choices that are offered, kind of the way on Expedia you can see all of the flights that are going to your destination. But the information will be organized in ways so that it's much easier to understand what a policy covers, how it compares to other policies. And there'll be a lot more assistance. And importantly, there'll be help for you in paying for the insurance premiums. There'll be subsidies for the vast majority of people who come to exchanges to buy their coverage.
I like Kayak myself. We need the Kayak of health insurance marketplaces. But the deadline for states to decide whether they would set up their own exchanges was last Friday. And over half the states, including New Jersey, have opted out. But there will still be health insurance exchanges in all those states, right?
That is correct. The federal law provides for exchanges to be everywhere, for these new and improved and reformed insurance policies to be offered everywhere, for the subsidies to be available everywhere. And it's just kind of a matter of, you know, who's behind the curtain if you take a peek. Will it be state officials or will it be federal officials?
But so for uninsured Americans who will be going to these exchanges to look for policies, does it really not matter? Is there no quality difference? Is there no price difference that we can expect from whether your state administers the exchange or whether Washington does?
I think to a large extent there won't be a difference. The subsidies are available based on income everywhere, the requirements for what policies have to cover. All of these are set under federal law, and people's entitlement to assistance under federal law is the same regardless of where you live. Having said that, I think for states like New York that have stepped up and that have affirmatively and aggressively been involved in the development of their state exchange, that state has taken advantage of opportunities that, you know, maybe some other states have let slip by. So they've had, you know, 3 years to prepare. They've been able to take advantages of resources that are available to states. The state of New York has received over $28 million in federal grant money to help build its exchange, to create websites that work better, to create new consumer assistance capabilities, and really have had the time to thoughtfully prepare for what are local needs, what processes will work better in which communities, and so forth. So, the Congress envisioned that this would be a state-administered program, or certainly hoped that that would be the case, and provided resources for that. But as I said, whether or not the state decides to take the helm, these programs will be established everywhere.
Are the benefits in the various insurance plans that will be offered on the exchanges mandated by the federal government? We remember in the presidential campaign there was the big brouhaha over whether birth control should be included as a mandated benefit in the plans. So there's a set of mandated benefits that are going to be in Plan A and a set of more mandated benefits that are going to be in Plan B that's more expensive? Is it that kind of thing, and it's going to be the same from state to state?
Well, the benefits can vary a little bit from state to state. Some of the benefits are required by federal law. You mentioned contraception and preventive services. Those are required and defined under a separate provision of the Affordable Care Act. Other benefits may vary somewhat. It may be that the essential health benefit package in one state will cover, for example, more home health visits than it would in another state. So there's a whole process that HHS has set up for states to have some say in what the essential health benefits will be for their residents, and that's based on policies that are already on the market today that are popular, that are enrolled in by a large number of people. So they can vary a little bit.
And the price will be the same nationwide depending on your age? Anybody of the same age will be able to buy a health insurance plan for the same price? Including the and I realize individuals will get subsidies depending on their income.
That's true. So the prices will still vary by insurance company because the Affordable Care Act sets up a competitive market. So, you know, Blue Cross, United, Aetna, if they want to offer coverage in an exchange, they all have to offer the essential health benefits. But they can kind of compete against each other and try to offer the most competitive price. So depending on, you know, how hard competition is in any one state, you'll see some variation in the prices, but not nearly what you see in most states today. And then, as you pointed out, the subsidies will mean that most people who buy coverage for exchanges won't be paying the list price. They'll be paying a much reduced price.
And do you expect many insurance companies to participate? Because they're not required to. Will they see enough profitability in these mandate in these exchanges for individuals with the mandate and others? Will they see enough profitability in this that there's going to be a lot of competition, and the competition will help to hold down the costs?
The expectation is that we will see a lot of insurers participating for a couple of reasons. One, because the subsidies are available, millions of people who can't afford to be in the market today will be able to come in. So any insurer that doesn't want to compete is walking away from a whole lot of new business. And then two, new kinds of policies will be available starting in 2014 that you don't see today. There will be multi-state plans that will be developed by the agency that runs the health benefits for federal employees. They'll be offered in every state. And then co-op grants have been distributed, and I think there are grantees in both New York and New Jersey, so that new community-based organizations can set up health plans that aren't offered today. So I expect people will see more choices than even what they have in the marketplace today.
And I see that states will be required to build websites that will tell consumers whether they're eligible for subsidies and detail the cost of a plan's premiums based on factors such as age and sex. They must also create consumer support programs to work with Americans who might be purchasing insurance coverage for the first time. We've got about a minute left. In earlier discussions of exchanges on this show, we heard about different models, the Utah passive model, for example, versus the Massachusetts active model, and consumer advocates like Massachusetts better. What's the difference, and do states have these options?
States do have the options. They can open the exchange to any insurer that's willing to sell policies that meet the basic standards for qualified health plans, or they can be more selective and say, I'll only take, you know, the top five, you know, most efficient or most affordable insurers, you know, those with the best consumer service track record and so forth. You mentioned Utah and Massachusetts. Does have the option today of excluding plans excluding insurers from participating, but in fact they haven't. And any insurer that wants to offer coverage through the Massachusetts Connector can do so today.
All right. The president has been reelected. Obamacare is being implemented. Most states have decided not to set up their own state-run health insurance exchanges, but the federal government will step in and do it in those states, including New Jersey. And we've been hearing some of the details of what's to come for many of you who are uninsured on these exchanges from Karen Pollitt, senior fellow at the Kaiser Family Foundation. Thank you so much.
Thank you.